Hello everybody, Foxbreaker Studios here, and today we're going to be talking about some of the new summer LEGO Minecraft sets, and this is going to be pretty fun. I guess they're technically spring sets. Well, no, I'm not sure, but anyway, they're summer slash spring sets, just the ones that, you know, released, or they're coming soon on LEGO.com right now. And, or maybe they're out, I haven't checked, but anyway, the ones that they put on the website recently. Anyway, that'll be pretty fun to talk about. Lots of fun stuff coming this year, for sure. We got off to a good start this year with, the Minecraft sets with the new creeper ambush with the red exploding creeper, the new glow squid, the axolotls, the stuff from the new updates and all that kind of stuff. So pretty exciting, but that's my intro. let's get into the episode. All right, so the iPad that I'm using for my music today, my Minecraft background music, is almost dead. It's at 1%. I guess it's charging. But anyway, I'm playing music on it, so I hope it won't die. But if it does die, then I guess we won't have any music. But okay, anyway. So let's look at these sets in order of smallest to biggest. So first of all, we have set 21184, which is the bakery. This is 154 pieces. I don't think I actually got the prices on these, but I'm guessing this is like maybe $20, something like that. Maybe 25. So, first of all, the minifigures in this set. So it comes with four minifigures. First is a creeper, pretty normal. There's also a baker minifigure. She's got like green hair and this cool new torso piece that's like, you know, like a baker. And then also has a diamond sword. And then also, there is a mountain goat minifigure, which is pretty cool. I think we have gotten a horned sheep before, from the first adventure set. It was, you know, from Minecraft Earth, which totally died. But anyway, it was a little different. It was a sheep, and it was horned, but it wasn't a goat, so it was a little different. So this is totally new head mold minifigure as well. It's pretty cool. Looks pretty accurate. Not all the printing is totally perfect, but I think it looks good for a LEGO minifigure. The one thing I don't love is the little hump on the back. I might take that off, but I'm not sure. Maybe it will look weird without it. So I'll have to get it and, you know, see. Hopefully I'll be able to get this set, because like I said in a few episodes ago, I'm actually still paying off my laptop. Paying off my laptop, and also I'm trying to get the older sets before they retire, like the Millennium Falcon, all the ones from last year. Kind of side note, this is totally unrelated, but I'm kind of mad that LEGO is, like, retiring their sets so early, because, like, the sets from, I think the website that I got, you know, the list of retiring sets from, it's pretty accurate, usually. I don't even remember what it is, but anyway, it has, like, all of them, the sets from last year, like, the last year Summer Wave, like, the Mandalorian Starfighter, the Duel on Mandalore, stuff like that, but those are all on the retirement list for, like, before 2023 starts, which is really weird, because usually they would wait longer. I'm not sure if maybe just the source got it, like, maybe, like, they weren't accurate, or maybe just LEGO is threatening to do that, just so that people would buy it, but I'm not quite sure. So, yeah, definitely I'm hoping to get the Mandalorian Starfighter, as well as the Boba Fett Starship, and the Duel on Mandalore, and the Imperial, whatever that big ship is that came out, that was like $150, the Imperial Light Cruiser. There we go. I did actually just get the Razor Crest, so that's pretty cool. I got the minifigures from that, which I'm pretty happy about. And I gotta check on the Millennium Falcon when that's retiring as well, just because, you know, I'd want to get that. Although I might just wait, you know, for later, because I'm sure they're going to make another Millennium Falcon. There's always got to be a Millennium Falcon out. But anyway, so I'm totally getting sidetracked. Anyway, so the goat minifigure is pretty cool, new head mold. And then lastly, we have the villager minifigure. So he is a new printing for the jacket, I guess, or whatever you'd call it. Anyway, so he has like a light, like a bluish jacket, kind of like it's the same color that Lego uses for the warped items from like the Nether, you know, like the warped trees and that kind of stuff. So it's the same color as that. And then he's also got dark maroon pants. I guess this is, maybe it's another villager, I'm not sure. But anyway, it looks pretty cool. And then we also have this new hat piece. I'm pretty sure that's a hat piece, or it might be connected to the you know, the head. But I'm pretty sure it's a piece that you can take off. But that's pretty cool. We have gotten, you know, there's the regular villagers. And then we did get that witch minifigure from the Witch Hut set a while ago. But yeah, that, you couldn't take off the helmet on that one, so this, I think this is able, you're able to take this one off, which is pretty cool, and if not, it's gonna be kind of mad, but, yeah. So, so the set is pretty cool. There's a little build with kind of a bakery. It's not really a bakery, it's more like a corner of a bakery, maybe. But yeah, we've got this little, like, overhang with, like, I think this is, like, supposed to be wool, and, yeah, like, colored wool, which is pretty cool. There is a little section in the back with kind of, like, some gates, and then there's, like, a bed back there, and then in the front there's, like, a crate next to, like, a little water flow that's, like, that's giving water to some wheat and also some sugar cane. And then there is also a little table out front. Oh, there's also a lantern hanging over on the overhang, which is pretty cool. Yeah, there's a little table in front of this build. So on top of it, there's a square cake, which is pretty cool. We haven't seen it in a while. I'm pretty sure the last one we got was in the village, which was a while ago. And then we also got the round cake from the Panda Nursery set. But, you know, that's round because, well, Alex was holding it in her hand, so, like, you know, if you're a Minecraft, like, if you play Minecraft, you know that it's kind of weird, it's kind of like Minecraft lore, almost, or just Easter eggs, but when you're holding a cake in your inventory, it's round, but then when you place it on the ground or, you know, in the game, then it's square, which is kind of bizarre, so, yeah, it's kind of weird, but, yeah, that's pretty cool that we have that piece. There's also a cookie, which is printed, and a new bread piece as well. So this is kind of like it's like a 1x2 tile with rounded edges. Kind of like a 1x1 round tile, but it's like two of them. And then, you know, they bridge the gap in the middle. So that's pretty cool. It's not printed, but it's just, it's a medium nougat color, which is pretty nice. Yeah, I think it looks better than the old one. The old one was just so large, you know. I think it was just unrealistic to the game. So I think this one's pretty cool. So nice to have that new bread minifigure, bread minifigure. Yeah, that new bread piece. There's also a crafting table and a bunch of grass in the front here. Yeah, and then there's the planks that make up the, you know, the little build. There's also a little section that is a little snowy and like mountainy biome. Just like a really small base plate, though. And then there's an exploding feature because, of course, Lego loves their exploding features. And then, yeah, the creeper is right next to that. And then there's a chest that you can blow up as well as a flower. The chest is pretty cool. Well, there's an egg piece in it, which is kind of like an ivory color instead of white, which is cool because then it's more realistic to the game. But the main thing is that the chest has a new top piece, a lid piece, which is pretty cool, because chests never really looked very realistic, like, to Minecraft, like, because, you know, first of all, they're double chests, there's no such thing as a single chest, for Lego, at least, so they're always double chests, plus there's, like, the handlebars on the sides, and then there's also, you know, the weird lid that's, like, kind of humped, like a treasure chest, I did actually, what I did was I cut off the two side little, like, handles, and I sanded it off, and it looks pretty good. But anyway, yeah, if you do that, and then put this new lid piece, which is, it's a flat, like, it's like two jumper plates, a lid, like that, but it looks really nice. So yeah, if you put, you sanded off the handles, and then put this thing on, it would be pretty realistic, you know, besides it being a double and not a single. But yeah, it's a pretty cool new piece. I'm very happy that they do this. Another thing to note is that this year is LEGO Minecraft's 10th anniversary, and all these sets, you know, neither in the, I think these are technically the spring wave, I'm not quite sure, or maybe they're the winter, but technically they don't say anything about being a 10th anniversary as far as I could see, so I'm not sure, maybe they'll note that later in the summer sets. Or maybe they won't, but I'm not quite sure because I've been seeing a lot of improvements on the builds and things like that, and just different things that they're doing that are making it look better. I mean, they do that every year just because they make new stuff, but I'm not sure if that might also be because it's the 10th anniversary, so that's pretty cool. So that was a pretty cool set, the bakery. Next is set 21185, the Nether Bastion. This is 300 pieces. And I'm guessing it's like $30, something like that. But yeah, this looks really nice. I'm really happy with this one because, I mean, honestly, the Nether update came out 1.16. That was like 2 years ago, maybe. Or maybe it was only 1 year ago. But still, LEGO definitely, like, kind of stalled on this. So I think this is really cool. This build right here is really awesome. It's, well, I mean, it's a Nether Bastion, obviously. It's got an exploding feature, because there's no such thing as a LEGO Minecraft set without an exploding feature. So, yeah. Yeah, and there's a little TNT. But yeah, it's a really nice build, actually. I'm happy that they're doing this. The only thing is I'm not sure if LEGO is up-to-date enough with the stuff to be able to make, like, lush caves and stuff like that this summer. So I'm hoping they will be able to, but I kind of doubt it. Also with copper ore and things like that. So, yeah, so the minifigures we get with this set is we get a giant magma cube, which is pretty cool. Same, actually, I think it's the exact same build that we got in the Nether Railway set a long time ago, which is pretty cool, bringing back that old design. Then there's also a minifigure. He's like, he is a skin. He looks pretty cool, kind of like a, I can't tell what he is, but he looks kind of cool. He's like kind of bright bluish like stuff on his arms and things. And then he has like orange goggles or something like that. And then he also has a netherite helmet and sword. And then he also has warped fungus on a stick so that he can ride the next minifigure, which is a strider. Woo! This is awesome. First of all, I think the minifigure actually looks pretty good. And it's fun to, it's just, even if it doesn't look good, it's just fun to have a strider, and it looks really good, honestly. I think they did a pretty good job on it, and yeah, I think it looks nice. It's got a printed face and some cool legs, and then it's got these tan grill pieces on the sides for, like, the hair stuff. Then, we also have two piglins. One is a piglin brute with some new printing on the torso, which is, it's like, yeah, it's like, you know, he has like gold gold arms and stuff, and he also has a gold axe, which is cool. We have not got that accessory in a long time, so that's pretty cool. And then we also have some more printing on the face of the piglin as well. Jeez, this is dark music. I mean, I guess Minecraft is dark, but there we go. Alright. So, yeah, I think it looks pretty nice. The only thing that I wish there was is more leg printing. Like a dual-molded leg thing. That would be pretty cool. It's just black legs, but I'm not going to complain because it's pretty nice minifigure, plus we get the strider. Then we also get another piglin. Pretty generic piglin. It's just got golden leggings, the regular torso piece, and the regular headpiece, and he has a crossbow. I think this is the first I think this is the first piglin we get with a crossbow. Not like you can't just put a crossbow on a piglin that you have already, but I'm pretty sure the ones that were in the Warped Forest had swords. So that's pretty cool. So as far as the build goes, there is kind of like lava dividing a little bit of kind of like a... I guess there's another waste, or... Was that what you call it? It's like a... I don't know what you would call it, but it's like a... Kind of like a stone-ish rocky area. And then there's a few soul torches and some soul fire as well. And then there's kind of this warped biome area on the front here. And then there's lava dividing that from the Nether Bastion itself, which is not very big, but, you know, it gets the point across. It's pretty cool. There's some lava spilling out of the side, lots of black and gray bricks. There's some gold blocks in the back as well. And then there's a little over farther to the left, there is a chest with some items in it. I think those are... Looks like there's some netherite ingots and some iron in there. I can't see what else is in there, but that's pretty cool. There is also if you go even farther to the left, there's some soul sand. There's soul sand on the whole floor. And there's also a mushroom and some more nether... I think they're nether wart. Yeah, I think that's nether wart. Or maybe it's not. But anyway, there's some nether wart growing on some dirt over there as well, which is pretty cool. And then last thing is there... I think that's nether gold. I think there's some nether gold in the corner right there. Or it might be nether quartz. No, I think it's gold. So that's pretty cool. And yeah, I think altogether it's a pretty good build. There's lava separating the two sides, and I think it's a nice build. Alright, so there's that set. Next we have set 21186, the Ice Castle, 499 pieces. I'm guessing this is like $40-$50. That's pretty cool. So the minifigures this comes with are... Wait, where's the minifigures? Oh, here, there. Okay, so this actually, surprisingly, this only comes with, it comes with, first of all, there's the Yeti minifigure with a crossbow. This is pretty cool. I'm not sure where they got this. I'm guessing this is a skin, because I'm pretty sure there's, like, no such thing as a Yeti in the game. I'm not sure. I mean, I've never seen a Yeti before, and it makes no sense, so I'm pretty sure it's just a skin for, like, a minifigure. A player. So, yeah, but it does look pretty cool. It's got red eyes, so... And then there's also a queen minifigure, and she's got a diamond sword. Pretty nice, though. It kind of, like, looks almost like a cross between the farmer girl from the horse stable set and an Alex minifigure, kind of a cross between that as far as like the headpiece. Then we also get two skeletons and two zombies. There's one zombie with an iron, there's one zombie with an iron helmet, and then one zombie with an iron axe, and then the skeletons are just skeletons with bows. And then also the queen minifigure also has like a shield that she can equip. It's kind of cool. It's got, like, a cool design on it. It's like a spider web or, like, a snowflake, which is pretty cool. I think it's a snowflake, but because a spider web wouldn't really make much sense. So it's a pretty cool set. It's an ice castle, obviously, by the name of the set. So it's got a lot of wooden pillars holding up the edges of these snow blocks and frozen ice blocks. I mean, yeah, duh, it's frozen ice. what else would ice be? So that looks pretty cool. And then there's also some launchers, or not launchers, I think they're called dispensers. Yeah, well, they're cannons, but, you know, there's no such thing as cannons in Minecraft, so it's I think they're dispensers. So it looks pretty cool. There's this main thing, and then in the back there's like this weird purple floor. It looks like a nether portal or something, but it's not a nether portal. So it looks pretty cool in the inside. There's ladders up to the two turret thingies, you know, the tops. And then there's also a little thing, just a thing around the edge of that. And then there is also a chest in the back with, I think, I can't even tell it's in there, but it's like an apple. It's like an apple and an iron ingot, something like that. And then there's also a little... Oh, wow, I don't think I actually saw this before. Wow. Okay, so we actually have a Lego stone cutter. I've never seen this before. And I'm pretty sure this is an illegal building technique, but it's in a Lego set, so, I mean, go figure. Like, so, I'm sure you've probably seen a stone cutter, like, build before or figured out how to make one. If you haven't, though, it's, like, basically a... What I do is I put a 2x2 dark gray plate, and then a reddish brown 2x2 plate, and then another gray plate, and then in that 2x2 plate you put two corner tiles, 90 degree light gray tiles, and you put two of those, and then it looks like a stone cutter. So that's basically what they did in this set. It's a little different, but, like, it's the same thing with the tiles, and they're stuck in between the studs. I totally thought this was an illegal building technique, but, I mean, it's not really illegal. No Lego technique is really illegal, it's just Lego doesn't use it, but I think it's not really illegal, so I think it looks pretty cool. There's also an anvil, and there's a brewing stand and a cauldron in the corner. There's also a crafting table, because there's no such thing as a Minecraft set without a crafting table. So yeah, pretty cool. The one thing that I want to complain about is the brewing stand. The build is fine, but the potions that are on it are not accurate. Well, first of all, when you brew potions, all of them are the same. But on this brewing stand, apparently there's two red splash potions and one blue regular potion. Or, actually, wait a second. Oh, you know what? Actually, I think this is accurate, because I think it's just a water bottle. But it's not a splash potion yet. So, never mind. Actually, it is accurate. Good. Okay, I'm happy about that. Sweet. Okay. So, yeah, altogether, a pretty cool set. I like the Yeti minifigure for sure, and it's always nice to have skeletons and zombies. I'm surprised at how many minifigures are in this small of a set. I'm pretty happy with it, because, you know, it's always cool to... It's like clone troopers, like, it's always cool to build your Lego mob army. But yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. There's a lot of ice as well, and kind of like this... It's kind of like a taiga biome on the front, and then there's, you know, just the ice biome-ish area. So I think it's pretty cool. Next, we have... the next set is the Red Barn, and... I think this set is, like, judging from it, like I said, I didn't get the prices for these, but looking at it, I'm guessing it's around, like, $60, $70, maybe. It is larger. Sorry. Man, I had drink too much soda earlier. yeah, so it's a pretty cool and pretty large set. Yeah, I think it's like $60 or $70, and, so yeah, it's a pretty cool, nice barn build. It's like a farm area. So, first of all, we have the main, let me talk about the minifigures first. Alright, so first of all, we have the farmer lady minifigure. I think she's not really a farmer lady, she's just I'm not sure what you'd call it, just a cool skin. She's got, like, this, like a tan, dark tan hair. And then she has, like, a red jacket with some leather... I think those are, like, leather pant leggings. I'm not sure. They don't really look like leggings because the waist piece is different. I'm not sure. It might be part of the skin. But, no, I think it's leggings, because no one would want to have weird leggings like that. Like, no one would want their skin to look like that. It just looks kind of bizarre. So yeah, I'm gonna go with leggings. but then again, I have no idea. You ask Lego, but I have no idea. So we have that minifigure. She's got a stone shovel. Man, you'd think if she had a barn that big, she'd at least have iron. But anyway, so there's also a farm minifigure similar to the other one, except this one has a yellow shirt and dark brown pants, which is pretty cool. Same yellow straw hat piece on the top as well. And then we got a horse. This is a brown horse, same one from the fortress, I think. Another goat minifigure. And then we also get a cow and a baby cow. Nothing remarkable about those except the return of the baby zombie. Okay, it's been like since 2016 since we've seen the baby zombie, and now we get a chicken jockey of a spider a zombie baby zombie riding a chicken, which is, this is just awesome. I think this is like, because it was easy to make before, but I don't know, just something about getting in it is set is so awesome. So awesome that we get that new zombie baby zombie minifigure. Or it's not new, but you know, it's come back since a long time ago. And then we also get the chicken minifigure, so that looks pretty nice. And yeah, that's the minifigures. As far as the set build itself, it looks pretty nice. There's like, well, yeah, it's a red barn, because that's what it's called. But it's got some nice contouring as far as the roof goes. There's kind of some wool, I think it's wool on the sides. And then there's like some stone in the middle. I think it looks pretty nice. And then I guess it's red dyed wool, the rest of it. And then there's two lanterns hanging from the top. There's a few windows. There's a large door as well. Outside there is a little area to plant some stuff. Let's see, there's, it looks like carrots and wheat. I think there's some carrots and wheat. There's also a milk pail for the cow and a crate. And then going around the side of the build, one thing I like to point out is I like the terracing, but the way that they built this is you can kind of see a little bit of the brown underneath the grass, which is kind of cool. There's another plate underneath the grass, which looks nice. Kind of raises up the build a little bit more as well. There's a few different flowers around. There's some orange ones and some purple ones, or magenta if you really want to be accurate. And then there's also, a little step up in the grass where there's this is a Technic feature. It's like a, you know, the spinny thing, kind of the same thing that was in the bee farm. But I can't figure out what this is powering or what, you know, it's affecting. But maybe I'll come across it later in the pictures. And then over here, there's also a little planting area with some potatoes and a egg. Hey, wait a second. Okay then. Well, for some reason, in the other set, there is a kind of ivory-colored egg that was in the bakery. And then this egg looks like it's white again, so I'm not sure what's going on. But anyway, yeah, there's an egg over there. There's also a little pen for the horse, which looks pretty nice. Just a little birch fence, as well as a little overhang. There's a lantern as well. And then let me see if I can go through the pictures and figure out what that little spinny thing is. I see. There we go. Okay, so apparently it, like, what? Oh, okay, that's kind of cool. So you spin the thing, and then, like, the potatoes, not pig step. You would have come in handy, like, a few minutes ago when I was talking about the Nether Bastion. All right, I gotta work on my playlist. So this is, it's a feature where you, like, spin the thing, and, like, the potatoes pop up, like, they're growing, which is a pretty cool feature. It kind of just pops up when you spin it. I think it's a pretty cool feature. Inside the red barn, there are some little sections. Oh my goodness. Is that a diamond axe? Okay. That's a diamond axe. Okay, that is a new piece for sure. Never seen it before. Looks amazing. So happy that they finally made that. I actually sent sound like some Western guy. But I sent a letter to Lego, like, when I was, like, 10 or something like that. Maybe, like, a year or two ago. Asking them about that. Like, about, first of all, the Nether update. And also if they could re-release the Mountain Cave set. And then also about the new tools and things. And then, like, maybe, like, for the 10th anniversary, like, making, like, some, like, cool, like, differently, like, specially printed things that look more realistic, you know, with, like, a wood handle. But anyway, I also asked for a diamond axe, And I'm not saying that, like, they did it just because I sent them a letter, but there is a diamond axe in the crate right there, which is, whether I made them do that or not, I'm sure they were planning to do it anyway, but that is a really cool piece. I'm really excited that they did that. It looks really nice. The only thing I can't figure out is why she has a diamond axe and only a stone shovel. I mean, it kind of makes sense, because, like, you know, with when you're in the game, like, if you're making hoes, like you don't want to waste your iron on a hoe. Like you'd only make stone. Like, it's not even worth it making a higher tier of a hoe. So, that's probably why. But anyway, so that's pretty cool. I'm very happy about that. I didn't even see that before. Like I said, I didn't actually review these pictures. I'm just going through them. I saw them briefly, and then I'm just going through them. So, it looks really nice. There is a little bit more birch, you know, like, paneling on the inside. There is a chest with two apples in it. And then also on the higher side, there's a lantern and a bed and some hay bales. It's pretty cool. There's also a section where I think the animals can come in from the outside, their little outside pen, and they can come into the inside pen, which looks pretty nice. And yeah, altogether a real good set. I think it looks really nice, and honestly, I really like the box detail on this. I know they just take, like, actual pictures from the actual, like, from the game. Sorry, I couldn't say that. I know they take pictures from the game and then put them in the background, but this background just looks really nice. It just fits in so well with the barn. Like, it's just really nice. I really like how they did it on this one. And the other thing I've been noticing is, you know, the minifigures in the front where they have, like, you know, the minifigure in the front right? So I've noticing that they've actually been adding RTX to them, because usually you don't have shadows on the, like, anything. But there's actually, like, some shadows on these, on the chicken and the baby zombie. So I think they actually, like, used RTX while they were getting the picture for the front. So that's kind of funny as well. But yeah, really nice. I like the background, like I said, of the background of the box. And it looks really nice. Okay, now, last set that we're going to talk about today. Oh, dang it, my recording thing just went out. I don't know why that was. But anyway, I was recording, and then, like, all of a sudden I didn't see the recording bar across the top. And I was like, oh my goodness, I literally just finished the whole thing. And then, like, I have to redo the whole set, like, the last set. Darn it. All right. So did I leave off on the red barn? Yeah, I think I did. I think I did. I guess we're going on to the llama village. Dang it, I already talked about this. It was so perfect. Why did it stop recording? Okay, so this is set 21188. It's the llama village. It has 1,252 pieces. This is really giant. I think this is like $150 or $120, something like that. Okay, so back through all the minifigures. Just so you guys know, I'm recording this at, like, 10 at night, so, like, I just finished the whole thing, and then I have to redo it, so I'm, like, really tired. So this is kind of annoying. Okay, so first of all, we have, like, she's, like, some sort of minifigure. She's got, like, a cool, like, necklace thing, and then she's got orange pants, and then, like, a stone shovel, kind of like in the red barn. It is a good point, though, because, like, stone shovels, like, it's really not worth making anything more than a stone shovel in Minecraft, so it kind of makes sense. So, she's got, like, some brownish hair, and that's pretty cool. There's also, like, a knight minifigure, kind of, like, a similar, oh, let me start the music, actually. There's a knight minifigure. He's got a diamond sword. It's not like a knight. It's not like the knight from the pillager outpost. It's more like the one from the skeleton arena. Kind of like, not quite a knight, but it's more like a sci-fi knight. So he looks pretty cool. He's like that one, but except he's got, like, some purple markings, and he's a little different. But that looks pretty cool. So there's those two minifigures, which are like players. There's also two villagers, which, with, brown pants and red jackets. So one has like an eye patch. Is that the blacksmith? Something like that. Anyway, he looks pretty cool. Or maybe he's the weaponsmith or the cartographer. I'm not sure. Anyway, I haven't been to a village in a really long time, so I wouldn't know. Anyway, but he looks pretty cool. There's also the other villager, which I guess is just like a, he's not a farmer because he doesn't have a hat. I don't know, he's probably like a priest or something, or maybe he's just some random trader, or maybe he just doesn't have a job yet, I'm not sure. Anyway, looks pretty cool as well. He's got another red shirt. And then there's also three animals actually. So there's, first of all, there's like a kind of a dark orange llama minifigure, which is pretty cool. It looks pretty nice. The only thing I don't like is that the nose is tan, which looks kind of weird, but you know, it's okay. I just don't love it that much. And then there's also a baby llama, which is a white llama. Looks pretty cute. And then there's also a pink sheep. Anyone who's played Minecraft before or watched videos knows that, or maybe not anyone, but it's a pretty common fact that the pink sheep is the, like, most rare, like, automatically spawning, like, colored sheep. And it's also a baby sheep, so that's pretty cool. So that's pretty cool that we get that minifigure. And then we also have two hostile mobs, not mobs. Honestly, pillagers aren't technically mobs. I mean, I guess they are, but, like, they're way more intelligent than, like, other things. And they look exactly like villagers. They're just gray. But anyway, so we got a pillager, same one with, like, the back attached, like, neck banner, the pillager banner thing. And that's pretty cool. It's the same one from, like, the Illager raid set, with the one that was riding the Ravager. Man, I'm still really mad at that set, because there's only one Illager in the set, and the other one is a pillager with riding a Ravager, and it's still called the Illager raid. I don't understand why they couldn't have just made it a pillager, and then called it the pillager raid. But anyway, I'm not sure. Anyway. So that's pretty cool. He's got a crossbow. And then there's also an Illager minifigure with a iron axe, which is pretty cool. And that's the minifigures from the set. I really like how LEGO is, like, when you make, like, a pink sheep or, like, a diamond axe, like, from the Red Barn set that I was talking about, like, it's really nice because, like, you don't even need to make a new mold, because new molds are expensive for LEGO, and they don't usually like to make them. But when you just make a different color, it's just so awesome. You know, it's not hard. You can just, like, you know, you just make it, and then it's a new color, and then everyone's happy. They act like it's a new mold, but you don't even have to pay for a new mold. So that's pretty cool when they do that. And so basically this set is kind of like a bunch of modules. There's the main build, which is the Llama Village. And then there's kind of these little side modules that you can attach and take apart. So there's a pen that the llama can go in. I'm not sure if, maybe I've been too close to my microphone. I've been bending over my phone too much. Sorry if I was doing that. But anyway, there's a pen for the llama, which is kind of cool. Then there's also another section, which is like a trading post. That's kind of cool. And then there's also another section, which is, like, I think it's for the villager that has the eye patch. It's, like, I think it's a blacksmith shop or something like that. Or something along those lines. I'm not quite sure. And then, so there's those ones. There's those modules. There's also, like, a farming section, which is kind of cool. It has, like, a bell. You know, like, the village bells on it. So there's like a new bell thing. Actually, I think there was a bell in the Illager raid, but this is more like, you know, the things that are built over a well. Bell over a well. So this is kind of cool. There's also a little farmy area with like some wheat and some turnips. No, I think those are potatoes. And then there's a lot of flowers all around, which is pretty cool. And yeah, and there's some wood things. There's some stone walls next to the farm, which is kind of cool. So yeah, that's the main, those are like the side modules. And then the main build, the main like bottom section is kind of like a savanna biome mixed with the plains biome. This is kind of funny because the other day, kind of side note, but the other day I was playing Minecraft and I was, you ever seen like those villages that are like, it's like literally on an island, but like literally every single block of the island is taken up by a village and then it just like goes straight into the, onto the ocean. So it's like that, and I got a seed off of sportskeeta.com, but I accidentally got not one number wrong, and then I like went into just like some random like island. It was like a, you know, a regular island, but yeah, it was kind of cool because it was large and it had like a savanna biome farther back, so that was kind of cool. But anyway, so this main build of the savanna or the llama village is there's like a kind of a lot of grassy area. There's a savanna tree and some, you know, that kind of more sickly looking grass and yeah, and there's a lot of greenish grass as well. And then inside the llama, that sounds so weird to say, but inside the llama, there is kind of like a living room. So there's like a kind of a, there's two beds, and then in the middle is kind of like a tank with like a puffer fish, a baby puffer fish in it, which is kind of cool. Then there's also a shelf with some bookshelves in it and a creeper head as well. And then in the living room, there's, like, two chairs. I know there's no such thing as chairs in Minecraft, technically. Like, but I think they're the same ones, like, from the modern treehouse. So, yeah, they're, like, chair pieces. There's also a potted plant in there as well. And it looks pretty cool. And then there's, let's see, there's some candles on the side. And, yeah, there's candle thingies on the side of the beds, which is kind of cool. I like how they've been doing the new candle, like, bottom piece. So that's kind of cool. And then there's also, on top, there's, like, a table with a map and a compass, I think. Oh, maybe, yeah, maybe he is a cartographer. I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm not gonna try to figure that out. But yeah, it's kind of cool because on the other sides, the llama swivels out and there's kind of like these little balconies, which is kind of a cool build. And then there is also a feature where, you know, the llama, like the snout of the llama kind of like drops some ice blocks, which is kind of cool. So I like how that looks. And then altogether, talking about like the llama itself, it's really nice, honestly. It's got some really cool pieces. Like, if only, like, Lego minifigure llamas could look this good, that would be amazing. But, yeah, it's got so much detail. I mean, because it's a giant build, obviously. But, yeah, it's got so much detail on, like, the legs. There's, like, you know, the neck piece. It's, like, so much striping and stuff. This would just be so awesome to have as a minifigure, but... Oh well, Lego's never gonna get that good. Maybe Clone Army Customs will start making Minecraft minifigures, and then he'll make something like this. That would actually be kind of cool, but I'm more satisfied with the Minecraft minifigures. I'm definitely glad that, you know, that Clone Army Customs makes stuff, though, because he makes some really nice minifigures and things like Clone Troopers. I mean, that's what his name is, Clone Army Customs, so of course he makes Clone Troopers. But anyway... So, yeah, altogether, a really nice set, and, yeah, like I said, probably, like, somewhere around $150, and it's pretty cool looking at all these sets, just how they're, you know, Lego's progressing and, upgrading their stuff that they're making, which I'm pretty happy about, because, you know, I like when Lego tries to, like, make better stuff, because then, you know, you're more motivated to buy their stuff. And, you know, like, and it's just good to have better, like, Clone Army Customs minifigures are really cool, but, like, they're so expensive. They're, like, $30 each, plus, like, if you get, like, one of the mini guns, plus, like, some really cool, like, cloth waist capes, then it turns out to be, like, $40. So, yeah, it's really expensive. So, I'm glad that LEGO is starting to make, like, more advanced stuff. Like, I'm not sure if you guys have seen the leaks on YouTube about the, you know, the Phase 2 Cody with the really cool printing on his torso. and also the slot for the, you know, accessories. So I'm really excited about that as well. But yeah, definitely just looking at LEGO's progression of how they're making stuff is really interesting. By the way, there's also I like to watch TD Bricks a lot, and he has a new video about the evolution of LEGO minifigures, and it's actually really cool because he shows you like some really like the first Luke Skywalker minifigure, and then like the one from the Land Speeder this year, or not this, well, yeah, this year, a few years ago, and it's just really cool. And I, of course, his videos are so well edited, so they're just so fun to watch. But yeah, so I guess that's it. It's been a longer episode. I definitely enjoyed talking about these, though. It is, like I said, it is still 10 at night, but I did still enjoy it. I am kind of mad that I had to re-record that part, but, you know, I always like recording things. Content creation is a lot of fun, for sure. Jeez, more creepy music. I guess I can turn it off because it's the outro. But anyway, so, yeah, thank you to everyone for listening to this. So I know it's been summer break, sort of, so I haven't posted a lot on my YouTube channel. I might have just, depending on when I post this podcast, I might have just posted a YouTube video about a stop motion that I had made at Pete's Coffee. That should be coming out soon if it hasn't already come out. But, yeah, I'm a little tight this summer just because we're, you know, going places and working on things while I don't have, like, stuff to do for school. So, yeah, so we'll see how my channel works out this summer. But hopefully, if I don't do much this summer, I'll be back sometime in the fall doing more content creation. And yeah, it was awesome to do this podcast, and thank you to everyone for listening. Actually, that reminds me, I was going to go over how many listeners I have, or not how many, I think I went over that in a previous episode, but I wanted to go over where my listeners are from, because I went into the tab, you know, with all my listeners things, and I was actually very surprised, and it makes sense there would only be, like, one or two listeners from each of these countries, but it's still awesome that there's so many of these. So I have a lot of, most of my listeners are from the United States, of course, but I also have listeners in Germany, the UK, Spain, Canada, Australia, Puerto Rico, France, Ireland, Russia, Switzerland, and Mexico. So shout out to everyone who lives there. There's probably, like, one person from each country, like I said. But thank you all so much for listening. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun making these podcasts. If you'd like to help my podcast be found by more people, definitely give me a 5-star review. That would definitely help. Or just a rating would even help. You don't even have to, all you have to do is just click the 5-star button. You don't even need to write a review. Although writing a review would be appreciated, of course. If you have any questions or ideas for episodes, definitely send me a voice message. The link is in the description. I should have the link to the Minecraft Lego set like main page in the description. I think I will. But just keep in mind that, like, you know, like, if you go back in the show notes in, like, 5 years, there'll be different sets, because it's just, like, the main page with all the LEGO sets that are available right now, of Minecraft sets. So, yeah, I'll put that down there. And, yeah, definitely subscribe for more episodes. And, yeah, thank you for listening to this episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.